The Torah, the sixth parasha, we learned it in Saita extensively, describes the mitzvah that Klal Yisrael had upon coming into Eretz Yisrael. V'akimaisach avonim g'dolos, take huge stones, v'sadatais and basid, cover them in sid, v'chasavta aleihen es kol divrei haTorah hazos, that you should write the entire Torah on these stones. V'haya ba'avrechem es hayarden takimus avonim, take these stones, bring them into Eretz Yisrael, and place them on Har Evel. Rashi brings, like we learned in Sefer, there's actually three places they brought the stones. First it was in the Yarden, then it was in Gilgal, then it was on Har Evel. But there's an Inyan upon entry to Eretz Yisrael to bring these huge stones and place them on Har Evel. Michal Ber Weissmandel, the Nitra Rashiva, and someone who saved an aid of Klal Yisrael because he cared and he was such a visionary. He was supposed to have said that these stones are the mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael's mezuzah. The mitzvah of Sadatais and Basid, the Hakimais Avonim Gedolos, is shtelling a mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what his kavana was. I also heard that Barbanel says the same thing. I don't know where that Barbanel is. So I want to say a pshat. Why this is the mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael. On Har Evel, we know that six shvatim stood on Har Evel, where these stones go, and six shvatim stood on Har Grizim. On Har Grizim was where the brachas were to be read, and on Har Evel was where the klolos were to be read. And there were six shvatim on each. The Ibn Ezra describes how we divided up the shvatim, six and six. Who was on the Har Grizim bracha mountain, and who was on the Har Evel klola mountain? The six sons of the Imahis, Rachel and Leah, were on Har Grizim. And the sons of the Shvachis, the Bnei HaShvachis, were on Har Evel. Problem is, there's only four. So we needed to take two Bnei Imahis, Bnei Givirtais, and put them on the Har Evel side. So we chose Reuven and Zvulun. Why Reuven and Zvulun? Says the Ibn Ezra, because Dezehu Tchila V'Saif Shel Bnei HaGivirtais. Reuven and Zvulun were the beginning and end of the Bnei HaGivirtais, so we'll take them from Har Grizim and put them on Har Evel with the Shvachis. Now that's very symmetrical, very poetic, very bookend, but why? But why? What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat that the first and last, the sandwiches, the ends, is appropriate to put on Har Evel with the Bnei HaShvachis? What is the pshat in that? These klolos, these Yud Aleph klolos that were to be read on Har Evel, many people have said pshatim in what ties, what binds these 11 klolos together. What is the common thread that threads between them? They're not exactly the worst averis in the Torah, although we're not supposed to be ranking and rating averis. Some are terrible. Some, to our minds, don't seem that terrible. So what is it about these 11 that is so insidious, so terrible? And why did they receive a klala? So Darsh Mardechai of Druk points out an amazing consistency amongst all 11. We find by all 11 that they involve somebody who acts one way in public and another way in private. There is something particularly insidious about somebody who acts one way in public, yet totally different in private. And that way of presenting oneself and being, in Pashat Deshbrach, a faker, of being Echa Bepev, Echa Belev, of being a disingenuous faker that engenders a klala. And the response is a klala. And it's uncanny if you go through it. The first one, Arur Yasa Pesul Masecha. A person should get an Arur if he makes a graven image. That's pretty bad, making a graven image. V'samba seser. And he hides it. No klala for the etzem making pesel masecha. There's a klala for v'samba seser. He's onto something. The next one. A person's not mechabit his parents. Kibud av ein is something that can be deceiving, which means the way we deal with our parents, do we do it with an eye roll? Do we do it with a krecht? Oh my gosh, again, seriously, come on. Or do we do it, that's something that no one knows. That's a very, very, very quiet mitzvah. It's possible to act one way in public and another way in private. Or mashgi iver baderech. A person takes advantage of the blind. I mean, that is mamish, something that no one can see. That's why you're taking advantage of the guy. Mata ger v'yosein. You take advantage of the disadvantaged. They're the low members of society. No one sees when you oppress them. And then we have mafurish. Ora makareyehu basaser. That's mamish. Don't say ora makareyehu. You can shmeis your friend all you want. You're not going to get an ora. Basaser? All of a sudden, it's off. And finally, ultimately, Orer asher layakim es divrei haTorah. What is that? That's someone who doesn't present the Torah publicly. What does that mean? That means someone who acts one way in private and he's not making divrei haTorah in public. He does different than he does in private than he does in public. The Yud Aleph Arurim, when the Torah really gives you an Orer, it's not because you did averus. We all do averus. It's not because you're imperfect. We're all far from perfect. That does not warrant an error. You know what warrants an error? What warrants an error is when you work on being one way in public and one way in private. And that is what the Torah really doesn't like. And that is the message of Har Evel. The message of Har Evel. The message of the brachas and klalos. The message of Har Grizim and Har Evel is be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the Ribbono Shel Olam and be honest with other people. Mostly be honest with yourself. And that is what makes a good person. What makes a good person is not a perfect person. What makes a good person is a person who knows vua halt. If he's honest with himself, if he has a good self-awareness of where he's holding in his growth and his not growth, that's a person that's a mavarech. A person that is a faker, that knows what he should be doing and shouldn't be doing, and therefore has a certain public image, but not such a private image, that is someone that warrants a klala. If you think about it, a mezuzah is the ultimate portal between public and private. The Zohar says in Parashas Vayeschanan that a mezuzah is what is shomer you from outside and inside. The mezuzah is what takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the outside and tells you in your house, remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and takes you from your inside, from how you act inside, and you project outside. Your mezuzah is literally at your threshold between your public self, your out-of-the-house self, and your in-the-house self. The mezuzah, which these tablets became on Har Evel, are the ultimate symbol. A mezuzah is the symbol of be the same way in your house as you are out of the house. The same way you would never do certain things in public, do not do them in the privacy of your own home. A mezuzah, the message of mezuzah, is be the same yid in public as you are in private. Be honest with yourself. And that's why these tablets were the mezuzah for Eretz Yisrael on Har Evel. And that is the message of the two Shvatim, the two B'nai Imahis, sandwiching the B'nai Shvachis. You want to know what emanates a klala? You want to know from where comes a klala? A klala does not come from the B'nai Imahis. A klala does not come from the B'nai Shvachis. There's no such thing as a klala amongst any of the Shvatim. You want to know where klala comes from? You want to know from whence klala emanates? It emanates from taking bookends, presenting an outside look of one thing, but the inside is different. The outside, the oldest and the youngest, the first and the last, the tchila and the seif, that's one look. And then the inside's another look. It's not the B'nai Shvachais that caused the klala. It's the patina that you put on the outside. It's the cover, it's the glance of the outside versus what's inside. From there emanates a klala. Who's giving the klala on her evil? Not the B'nai Shvachais, not the B'nai Imahais. You know what's giving the klala? When you arrange something as such that the outsides look one way but the insides another way. From there emanates klala. That's the common theme of everything on Har Eivol. That's the klolus of Har Eivol, that's the shvatim set up on Har Eivol, and that's the message of mezuzah that the tablets were on Har Eivol. If a person is spending time making sure his image is good and not his actions are good, he's really, really, really going on the wrong direction. If a person messes up, that's fine. If a person doesn't do the right thing, that's correctable. You know what's really, really a problem? When you put your efforts into your image, not into yourself. And that's the Arur Mashkiva Badarach, that's the Arur Ashala Yakim Divrei HaTorah Zeis. And the bracha comes from being honest, from working yourself, from knowing Vumahal. So a week before Hashanah, if you know where you're holding, if you know what you are, where's your good, where's your bad, where's your milus, where's your chesrinus, that we all have to work on. That's great. But to be dishonest with yourself, that's from where klalos come from. Good Shabbos.